This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When it comes to scaling back your carbon footprint, what you drive may not be nearly as important as what you eat.
What we put in our grocery bags is more important than what we drove to the store. University of Chicago came out with a study in 2008 that found that switching to a plant-based diet actually reduces your own personal impact on global warming more than switching to a hybrid vehicle.
Pen Grove resident Hope Bohannock is a longtime vegan and advocate for vegetarian eating who notes the same comparison also scales up to global proportions.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Committee recently had a study called Livestock's Long Shadow. They found that animal agriculture actually produces more greenhouse gas emissions than all the world's transportation combined.
Cattle in particular are known for generating large amounts of methane, but Hope says that's only one of their detrimental environmental impacts.
Animal agriculture, not only the cows, but chickens and pigs and all of these animals, are producing 37% of the methane that's released into global warming. But that's not the only piece of it. There's also 8 times as much fossil fuel to produce animal foods and the cutting of the rainforest, as well as deforestation even here in America.
Then there's the matter of water use to support livestock production.
Of course, you've got to grow the grain to feed the animals and also water the animals and then washing down the facilities. It takes almost 100 times more water to produce animal food as to produce plant food. And then we've got these concentrated feedlots and dairy facilities, and all these concentrated animals are creating mountains of waste that's going into our groundwater and polluting our waterways.
The idea of buying and eating locally sourced food is gaining a lot of support these days. But there too, Bohannock says, the benefits pale in comparison to eating less meat overall.
Local is the new buzzword for eco-eating. But when you're looking at animal products and the production that went into them, all the grain, the water, local is not the most significant. In fact, there is another study, 2008, by the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology, and they found that switching just 2 meals a week to a vegetarian diet actually reduces your impact more than buying all locally sourced food.
If all the grain now being grown as feed for meat animals was instead eaten directly by people, Bohannock says, it would go much further toward feeding the global population.
Right now, it takes 16 pounds of grain to get 1 pound of meat. 16 pounds of grain could feed a family of four for a week. That's a lot of food. And it's absolutely the same amount of protein that you're going to get from beef.
And she contends, it would be better for us too.
Plant products are actually a superior source of protein because it's got fiber, phytochemicals, antioxidants. Animal foods are high in saturated fat, high in cholesterol. They're just a recipe for disease.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.